Hello, hello. It is the Love Uplifted Lady here. So excited, as always, to be talking with you. So it has been a while, and I'm just, again, excited to be here with you. What I wanted to talk about today and our topic of discussion is an outlet. What outlet do you have? My outlet is running, amongst other things, but I think I've really coursed it down to running because it's like I need it to breathe sometimes. It takes other people's breath away. It gives me life, I feel like. And I've been doing so many amazing things within my outlet that I feel fully charged. And I want you to think about it that way, that life gives us so many outlets, but if we are trying to fit in places that we don't fit or that don't fit us, we're never charged. You know, I don't know if you've ever plugged your phone in halfway and like you thought it was charged and you walked away, or the next morning your alarm didn't go off and the battery was dead. It was like the worst feeling ever, right? Same thing happens with us. Sometimes we think we're charged, like we're like a quarter of the way plugged in. We walk away from it and we see that little lightning bolt in the side. And then at some point we stop checking in with that outlet. We stop noticing if we're being charged or not. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of signs to knowing if you're charged or not. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about those signs, but I want you to know what it feels like when you find your outlet. So this isn't going to be like a love or passion or person. I don't want it to be something that you put into another person. And I'll tell you why. If you make your outlet someone else when they are not here, or when they don't live up to your expectation, or God forbid you don't live up to theirs, life gets a little hazy. And then you start to think that whatever your device is that runs you is broken, and that you never have the ability to be charged again. So I'm going to tell you, don't put your faith in a person being your outlet. Let it be a hobby. Let it be something that wakes you up. Like you think about it all the time. And even if it's not your life's calling right now, you always dreamed that you could do it all the time. One thing that I also call my outlet is loving people. My entire life, it has literally charged me step by step to love on people, to look at someone that I know is hurting and to call them out on that hurt and to offer a hug. You know, prior to COVID, now offer like some snaps in a circle or an elbow touch, whatever it is. But, you know, it's really important for you to have those outlets and to know what to do with them, and to know that, you know, my outlets became my blessing. And even though these blessings are tough to deal with sometimes, like the body aches of being a runner doesn't make me not want to run anymore. The soul aches that I get reaching out to people to love on them and to learn more, it doesn't make me not want to do it. It makes me want to thrive through it. So I want your outlet to give you a feeling of nostalgia that you can't find anywhere else and in anything else, other than what you're clawing after for your next goal. So for me, running is that thing. It wakes me up. I think about it all the time. And now being a coach, and really the past 2 weeks getting to fill in for some amazing coaches and taking on 4 days of run practice and coaching a week, it has really just broadened my view to not how much I like to be a runner, but how much I love to see running become someone else's outlet. I am a walk to run coordinator with Without Limits, and I work with some of the other various groups. But, you know, as a coordinator of walk to run, it's all about getting people to start walking. It's like, get to the practice, start with the walk, and fun will follow. And you know, it's really hard when you're out there and you're struggling and it's hot and you're breathless and all you want to do is go a little bit faster or look just like her or him over there, and you're struggling. You know, I'll be honest, it's struggle.com sometimes. And the last thing that we want to do is find an outlet that wears us out. But if you hustle up and you get out there, you can make some amazing progress. And with that progress, life starts to, you know, have a little bit more effort, a little bit more drive in it. So with that, I have loved seeing, you know, I had two ladies on Wednesday, short, like off topic here, but I had two ladies that were just coming back into this. One has never run competitively before in her life. The other one was told just a short month or two ago that because of her knee issues, she should never run again. And, you know, it was so disheartening to know after 3 seasons of her working her butt off, and then my new client coming in 3 seasons deep, and now annihilating the competition, doing their first run together in a 5K, 2 or 3 weeks ago, is insane. So Wednesday, what happened is I go to practice. These ladies are the ladies that are fine and confident in the back. And it's not because they're slower. It's because they're working towards making their way to the front. I heard one of these ladies say, hey, you want to sprint this last one and give it everything we have? And they did it. Together, they locked eyes. And it was like, as if when I was watching them, I was like, hold up, what's going on? They're in first place? Like, my mind was doing tricks on me. They came in first place. It might have been the first time they've ever crossed the line first in a practice, but they wrecked it. And what happened is they believed in who they were. And after that happened, it was like watching someone blossom, like watching a freaking plant be seeded and bloom, like all in the same day. I was so excited for them. They talked about how it was their outlet, and it just resonated with me so much that our outlets are many different things. Mine are endless, I feel like, at this point, because it really helps me to feel in charge of who I am, to have things that I can excel in. But when you find that outlet, it will be the best decision that you ever made. I will want to tell you a couple tips about an outlet now. So we're going to move into, you know, grabbing a piece of paper, getting a pen out. I think I've talked to you enough about, you know, what it looks like, what it feels like, what it smells like. And now I want to talk to you a little bit more about some of the tips about creating your outlet. And, you know, again, just extending that feeling that you should have when you're doing it, or trying to get to it, or planning for it. So my number one tip for finding an outlet is making sure it's something that is positive. So we've already talked about that main looming one, like don't ever do it. It's not even a tip. It's like never make your outlet a person. And then the number one tip for creating that outlet is, again, making sure that it's something that's positive to you. Don't make your outlet baking sweet candy goods that you can't keep your hands off of, because then it's going to affect your wellness and your healthy boundaries. And we don't want to compromise your wealth and your health over you doing something that you like. So we'll let that be a like. We don't want that to be your outlet. So again, you want it to be something positive. Number two, you want it to be something that you can plan and you can do for yourself. Like, even if it's like a once a month thing, or, you know, you get to do it daily, however it is that your life is set up, you want to be able to apply effort to this outlet at least once a month, because it's going to really make you feel fulfilled. It gives you something to crawl towards each and every day. So for me, when it hits January the 1st, everybody creates these awesome New Year's resolutions, right? And then they wait all year long until like December the 25th of that year to decide, you know, I'm going to start over again. Well, your outlet's not one of those things that you do that with. It's something you want to get to. You want to be able to make time for it. It's like making time for yourself. That's how adjointed you are with this outlet. And then number three, you want it to be something that fills you up. Running tires me out. And there's a lot of runs that I finish and I have to yell at myself. I'm like, girl, you just did that thing. And there's times that I'm like, okay, you could have walked that whole thing and still been fine with yourself. But what it is that I get at the end of that run is how I know it's an outlet is it's something that even as I'm walking into my house and I'm stopping my Garmin and I'm shutting off my Spotify, I'm thinking about what the next run will do for me. So if you're an artist, maybe you're thinking about what your next art piece will be, or what's the next textile you would like to use. These are things that let you know that it's an outlet, because there's always a forward thinking going on in this position of life. And then number four is, you know, it's always fun to have friends and have camaraderie. And being an athlete and doing so much of my runs by myself for such a long time, you know, after I stepped away from running competitively at 16, my runs got lonely and it was just me or just the ladies that I ran with at the gym. Becoming a trainer, I was with people all the time and I was helping them do their goal and I was running at their pace. But for a lot of years, I ran by myself. I still run the majority of my time alone. But when I had a friend that joined with me and it was like, I knew it was their outlet, like we vibed through it the entire time. We talked about it all the time, how it made us feel. It was as if no one else knew that feeling but me and that other person. And then you start broadening that view and getting with other athletes or in whatever profession or hobby or outlet you pick, you start surrounding yourself with those people and you start to feel normal. That's another thing too, is, you know, normalize your outlet to yourself. You don't need anyone else to normalize it. I cannot tell you how many times people have told me, eventually you're going to stop wanting to run. Oh my gosh, when you turn 30, girl, your body's going to be broke, or when you turn 40 or whatever it is. And I'm looking at them like, no, I plan on running until like I'm 99. I will get bionic knees. I will succeed at this run thing for my whole life until God says no, or well done, whatever he chooses to say at that time. So I want you to think about that. I want you to think about creating a friendship with someone in that area that makes you feel normal. Getting on social media where the connections are boundless. You don't have to be right in your front door or in your side neighborhood to be able to come together. Find some people that make you feel normal. When I got out to the track and, you know, started coaching, it really opened my eyes that people were showing up at 5 o'clock in the morning, driving 45 minutes from home just to get through these practices, to hang out with each other, give explosive work in their outlet, and do it all for just 1 hour and go back and leave their regular lives knowing that they fulfilled something in them that charged them. So I want you to be thinking about this heavy today. What is charging you up? And what is sucking the life out of you? Because whatever's sucking the life out of you, you are not plugged into that outlet. You shouldn't be plugged in there. You need to abort the mission and go get charged up. I want you to sit down. I want you just to write down some things that you've dreamed about lately. You know, it's really hard to find out what your outlet is when you become an adult because we lack imagination. We get to a place where we don't think big. We think about what we do normally and who we are all the time and what we're not going to change, that we stop thinking with an open mind like a kid. So I want you to sit down. Maybe you need to doodle. Like maybe you need to just sit down, get you a pen, get you some markers out, pencils, and just doodle and start thinking about the things you've dreamed about or the things you told yourself you wanted to do as a kid, and try it. And if it sparks your interest and you want to show up to the next one, show up, have intention, buy the outfit that makes you feel good in it. Do the thing and start growing some other areas of life to get charged. We are so negatively bound in our lives every single day, no matter where you come from. And I want you to start thinking about finding ways that you can have love within your life. And finding an outlet does just that. You're plugged into something that is connected to how you feel, and no one else can judge that. So I am not going to hold you any longer. I thank you so much for listening in. As always, I want you to know that your Love Uplifted lifestyle is out there. You just have to be willing to go find it. Bye.